Rabbi Erps, are you doing some renovating? I see doors laying down the floor and pipes and some water pouring out of the boiler.
Well, it was all for a good cause, you know. Like we said earlier in the program, we sacrifice for the benefit that children should learn all about Shmir Saloshan.
What did we learn today? Can you do a quick review for us?
Well, we learned that Lashon Hara is like a snake bite.
I once heard it's like a snake bite because sometimes when a snake bites, the person doesn't even know it till several hours later. Only then does he get sick.
That's right. Shimmy, Rabbi Erps, that's a beautiful Vart Shimmy just said.
That's very, very interesting.
You say something not nice about someone else, comes back to haunt him 4 or 5 weeks later. Let's say you say something not nice about someone, and then later on that boy wants to play with someone else, like 6 weeks later, or he wants to apply to a different yeshiva, and someone comes up, I once heard. You never even know when the damage could be, just like the snake bite, that you don't see the damage right away.
That's true. That's very true. And probably there's one more thing I learned about that snake bite, Vart. It's very interesting. Some snakes, the venom is so strong that the poison works very quickly. And some, it doesn't work so quickly. And Lashon Hara is the same way. Depending on what a person says, depends on how much damage it does.
Sometimes damage that happens in the long run is even worse. So one thing is for sure. Every kind of Lashon Hara is dangerous. And just like every kind of Lashon Hara is dangerous, Rabbi Erps, let's stress the positive. If a person has a real temptation to speak Lashon Hara, let's say Ellie wants to say Lashon Hara and he puts the brakes on it, right? Go ahead, Ellie.
Oh boy, that was good. So like, I was about to say, you know, I once saw a, whoops.
Do you know that the Gra writes in a letter to his wife and daughters, that I'll call rega v'rega sha'odim chaysim piv. For every moment when a person has a real temptation to speak Lashon Hara and he holds himself back, he merits a light that even a malach doesn't have. Just like the punishment of Lashon Hara is so terrible, the reward for not speaking Lashon Hara is tenfold more. Okay, I think it's time to say goodbye now, Kidlach. Go back to fulfilling the mitzvah of kibbud av v'eim, learning Torah, davening, all the good things that Yiddish Kidlach do. Rabbi Erps, sorry about your house.
Oh, it's not a problem. Bez Hashem, I have a whole week to put it back to normal so we can be ready for next week's show.
Goodbye, Reb Shalom.
Bye, y'all. Bye. See y'all next week. Mirza Hashem.
Goodbye, Ellie.
Goodbye. See you all next week, Bez Hashem.
Goodbye, Shimmy. Bye. Thank you very much for having me. And this is Rabbi Schechter saying goodbye and reminding you that a Yiddish kind thinks before he talks. Rabbi Erps? Well, Rabbi Erps is thinking now before he's talking. Goodbye.
Yes, and this is Rabbi Yitzi Erps saying goodbye until we see you next week, Be'ezaz Hashem.